This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Oh, what a great way to kick off your Friday morning, Anna Murph.
Oh, good morning, Dean.
Awesome.
Murphy.
Love that.
Good morning, Joyce, as it is a terrific way to kick off a Friday. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Shane. That's everyone. Tick.
Yes,
how are
tick.
We all?
I'm great, actually. Had a great weekend last weekend. Obviously, we did the Cupid's undie
Cubies.
Run.
Cupid's. We're that close
in
to
cutie,
Cupid.
Cutie undies.
We don't need it,
in
D.
Your little cutie undies. E. Cupid's undie run down at St Kilda foreshore there at the St Kilda Seabars on Saturday.
Saturday. Weren't they fabulous
they
out there
fabulous.
In their jocks and raised over $200,000 for the Children's Tumour Foundation.
Which is good.
Which is fabulous.
$206,000, actually. Amazing, though, because we got there at what time? It was about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
All fired up to do our big MC gig down there on the beach.
I've never done one of them before.
No.
I was quite excited.
I have. But...
It's not a competition, though.
I wasn't that excited. But I did worry when there was no one there at whatever time.
Oh, look.
And I thought, oh, God. Okay, I did have for a moment thought to myself,
I had a moment.
There's just going to be a lot of volunteers and a lot of underpants lying around, but no one filling them.
Well, what happened, for those of you who can't remember as far as last week, you're in a good company here because generally I can't remember last minute, but I do remember last Saturday and it was pouring.
Pouring.
With rain all morning.
Belting down. Horrible morning, in fact. I thought the whole thing was going to be cancelled.
Well, we did, but we're pleased to say that bloody sun came out.
Yeah, and then...
those fun people in their jocks.
Absolutely.
Came out.
Celebrities everywhere.
Droves, Mr. World included.
Well, Mr. World turned up. He wasn't even part of the deal. He's just walking along St Kilda foreshore and joined in the party.
That's right. And
we're not talking Mr. Gay World. We're talking Mr. World.
And he was heaven. And for the life of me, I can't find the photo that we had taken with him. I feel like sabotage has taken place somewhere. Yeah. Dolly Diamond was
probably.
Very fond.
She was great, Dolly, on the weekend.
Dolly was terrific.
Now, I tell you who caught my eye and attention is the new Real Housewife of Melbourne, Gamble Bro.
You took to that like duck to water.
I'll tell you what, her and I were we were locked in gossip. All afternoon.
Yeah, we're like a couple of...
Watch out, people.
Gossiping.
She's going to give Gina...
Gerties.
...and Janet and the rest a bit of a run for her money, I think.
And we have managed to get her to come onto the show at some stage.
Yes, I did.
Not
well,
today.
She'd had a couple of champagnes.
Yeah.
And I thought I'll get her when she's at her most vulnerable. And she's going to be coming
the
on the show in the next
people
couple of weeks.
On a Friday morning.
Yes, get them drunk.
Get them at their vulnerable moments.
This morning, the paper is riddled with little funny stories, Anna Murph. I want to say good morning to these guys, actually.
What have you got in your
Joe Gould and Gordon Wallace. Australia has a new political rock group, but they might not be around for long. The band is called Until Abbott Gets Gone.
Oh, dear.
And will be playing shows until Tony Abbott is no longer Prime Minister of Australia.
Oh, dear.
Frontman Joe Gould said they can't wait to break up.
Well, I love that.
Good morning to you, too.
Start as you mean to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another one. There's a guy this morning in the paper, if you turn to page 3 of the Herald Sun, and it's bath time.
Oh, no, it's not.
4-year-old crocodile Snappy Tom loves nothing more than a nice warm soak in a tub with his owner, Chris Humphrey.
Oh, do we not? No. Okay, so...
You can say Chris runs a mean bath, but he can't spend many hours in sharing the suds with Snappy Tom because the zoologist actually has 2,000 other animals to look after at the Wild Action Zoo in Macedon.
Right.
Now, my only thing with that is it's only... Well, it's a 4-year-old croc.
It's only 4 years old.
So only 4 year old. But can you see down the track that paramedics are going to rock up?
Well, absolutely.
To Chris's place?
Do you know what? I think it's pre-research for a show that we're going to do in 2 years' time for When Nature Bites Back. Because
yes.
That's dumb.
Yes. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. I love that track, actually. Ellie Goulding there and Calvin Harris.
I love Calvin Harris.
Right outside. Yes.
During the week, our producer sent us a photograph of him in his knickers.
So,
and I'm really happy about that.
I employ a lot of DJs and there's not too many of them that look like that.
Oh, that's...
Well, they all work late at night, look a bit tired.
That's why he's on the big
Some
bucks.
Some look a bit pasty.
And he doesn't
look pasty or tired. No.
Well, he doesn't have to do late nights anymore. He does festivals.
Daytime festivals. That's it. Finishes a reasonable 10. Hours. You've got your earplugs in so you don't lose your hearing.
That's right. And then he goes to bed.
Then he goes to the gym by the looks
of
it.
Oh, yeah, he does go to the gym.
Mm.
Anyway,
We digress.
That's, well, we don't really, because we never started anything. But anyway, I was interested to read that Coca-Cola Amatil has conceded consumers are concerned about sugar and they're going to downsize bottles and cans in a bid to arrest falling sales.
Right. So they're concerned about the sugar that they've packed into it for years and years because people are sort of now getting health and or getting onto it.
Yep.
It's taken a long time.
Now they're
going to scale it down. How are they going to do that?
That's right. So what they've unveiled plans to launch Coke Life, which it claims will have 35% fewer calories than normal Coke, but tastes the same.
Right.
Isn't that Coke Zero?
Or Diet Coke.
We see what you're doing there.
It's just Coca-Cola. Just pull out another brand.
That just really annoys me.
Yeah.
It's just another can on a shelf.
It is, actually.
Isn't it?
Yes.
We're going to run out of room.
Yes.
Because they're not getting rid of the fat Coke.
No.
They're going to keep that.
Well, yes.
And then they're putting out Coke Life. Next to Coke Zero.
I had caffeine-free Diet Coke the other day, which sort of you take everything else out of it, it's almost water.
Or air.
What have you got there?
Speaking of birthdays, bad segue, but I was reading an article during the week about the strangest baby names that have been given.
Oh, God.
In the 19th century, because there's a firm, in a London-based genealogy firm, Fraser & Fraser. They've been researching 40 years of names, and they've come out with some of the nasty ones or the funny ones that have stuck out, so they've kept a little copy of it.
Let it rip.
Peculiar names they've unearthed so far include Friendless, Baxter, and Leicester Railway Co.
That's just mean.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Mean. Leicester Railway Co, because they lived nearby. That was the birthplace of this poor person. And then they've whittled it down to the 10 most eye-catching. There was a girl who, in the early 1800s, her parents gave her 26 names to represent every letter in the English alphabet.
Have we got time to get through it?
Born in 1882 in West Derby, she was named Anne, Bertha, Cecilia, Diana, Emily, Fanny, Gertrude, Hypatia, Luke, Jane, Kate, Louisa, Maud, Nora, Ophelia, Quince, Rebecca, Starkey, Teresa, Ulysses, Venus, Winifred, Xenophon, Yeti, Zeus. And her surname, Pepper, completed the alphabet.
Love that.
Don't you just know they just called her Fanny for fun?
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning, Ariana Grande there and problem. But that was the one without the rapping version with Izzy Azalea or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway.
Apparently so. Sorry, I was sidetracked. I've just been watching a little video of the Queen Bee, Beyonce, getting her hair sucked in to a fan, which has been around for a while, I think, but I've just watched it. She doesn't skip a beat.
No. Nah.
Unlike on this show when things go wrong and we highlight it, we almost point it out, like the big Cole's hands.
Yeah, it's not
we
like
we go,
they
have a look
noticed.
At this, what we did wrong. Look again. You can't stop looking at it. It's like a train wreck, isn't it? Can't cast your eyes away.
Yep.
Yeah. Good on
anyway,
you, Beyonce.
At least she keeps going. It's good.
True professional.
Love it. Now, listen, during the week, we had a conversation at a little cafe, and we started talking about your delectable little cat, Willow.
Oh, now it's delectable.
And I was talking about my delicious little puppy, Dawson
Henry.
Well,
this came about because I just highlighted to you that when I was a pet owner and you weren't, that I was habitually given grief, shtick, they'd like to call it, about the fact that I would talk about my cat or show photos. And now...
Well, see, Willow just has one look. It was sort of like blue steel. So when you do a selfie or whatever, it kind of looked like the same look, the same cat. Like you do a photo of the cat and the cat didn't look like... It was like the same photo.
Oh, no, you did.
Over and over again.
Your dog is the same dog in every photo.
It's got like different expressions and stuff, and it might like jumping in the air or catching a ball or whatever. It's like kind of like got a little bit of more charisma than the cat.
Right.
So
you went there.
Anyway, we sort of
on radio.
Actually we're talking about how I know Willow, and I know Willow has actually got charisma, but you've got to sift through all the boring bits to get to the...
What are we sifting through? We're sifting through boring bits.
Just to get to the...
Boring
No,
bits.
Just, you know, like plays around with a fly that's on the floor and thinks it's like...
Oh, because it's so good to just bark at everything. Everything. Oh, look at that. Oof.
So, yeah, I knew you'd get your back up again.
Yeah, no, well, of course I have.
No, and I was just simply dropped a comment when we were having coffee about the fact that I think you find that more people think that dogs are better than cats.
That's where my back
and
went.
And then you
right
turned...
Up,
like a cut snake.
So I don't think that's a fair assessment at all.
She up and twirled on her heels.
I think the words you said were
out.
Most people would think dogs are better than cats.
Like,
that's
I think
what
on
you
a whole,
said.
You would find that...
Better than.
Better than. Like, Like, better than, you know, like...
Well, I don't
I mean,
agree.
I can think of some other... Dogs make you laugh. Does your cat make you laugh?
Every day.
Well...
What about the fact that I can leave my cat unsupervised? You come back to your home and it's torn to pieces.
Yeah, but he's got a smile and makes me happy.
Well, mine smiles.
Dogs help you make friends. When do people come past your place and go, oh, look, just pop in and
actually,
see the cat?
In my actually,
come on, just
to,
cat up
no, no, do you know what, actually, to back you up there, yes. Catty in the window, to back you up there, yes. My cat has the alternative effect, actually, the opposite effect on people because most people are allergic.
Yes, and so they leave the house.
So people don't.
I make friends every time I take the dog to the park.
Come around.
Good morning, all the other schnauzer owners.
I'd love it if you could learn how to say schnauzer.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
That would be nice.
Anyway, there's a whole bunch of things, like dogs' sense of smell can be useful as well.
Yes, which is great because they pee on everything.
I can't, look, I haven't found that cats can, you know, sniff out ovarian cancer, have they? But they have with dogs.
I don't think your dog has. It can barely find its own backside.
Can sniff out its own poo. Leaves on the
not
balcony.
Hard, it's
but you know what? I think we
home.
Should throw it out to the
yes,
people
so.
Because we could
hot.
Go on about this. So, yes, I've, yeah,
annoyed.
My temperature's risen as well. What we need to do, we're going to find out from you guys,
yes.
Eve, what you think. Do you think dogs are better than cats or cats are better than dogs? Let us know. 0427 949.
I was never going to get on this bandwagon, but now I feel and on behalf of all cat owners everywhere, I would like to say that I think cats. Like, clean the floor with your dogs.
No. There's so many things that a dog can do that a cat can't do.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
Simon sent through dogs over cats. Cats are lazy. You're not even throwing up a fight.
Well,
you're not even arguing the point.
Well, the thing is, I would argue that during the sleeping hours, they're not lazy. They're very busy, which is really annoying. But that's not going to help my case.
No.
So... That's
I want to
okay.
mention this little story, actually. This will prove my point that dogs actually are better than cats.
Righto.
There's a dog in Seattle, and every morning he gets on a bus by himself, finds his seat, uh-huh. takes himself off to the park, knows when to get off at the stop, and he does uh-huh. that every morning. Like, literally, gets on the bus, people go, oh, it's Eclipse, okay. the little black Labrador, and he jumps on the bus. The bus driver says, good morning, jumps on, has his seat. Oh. There's his stop, goes to the park, then goes back home.
Is that it?
How smart's that? That's pretty bloody smart.
Pretty
I can't
good.
Imagine a cat doing that. Your cat doesn't even know what grass is.
No, but that's for her own safety. And now, listen, if you think that's good, though, I need to introduce you to Masha, long-haired tabby cat, who actually saved the life of a baby in Russia from
what?
Freezing to death.
Oh,
the baby was left discarded in a box and the cat jumped in and kept the little thing warm. And it lived. The baby lived.
Well, I question whether the cat was actually doing that to keep the child warm or whether he was trying to steal the heat out of the child.
Do you know what? Masha the cat has been hailed as a hero by local residents. Oh. Hero. I don't think your dog going to the park taking itself for a leak on a tree is really a hero.
Lazy, heat-sucking cat. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. It's a bit of Bette Midler. It's unusual. We don't usually hear Bette on our show, do we?
No. Glad we
did. One fine
day.
That was good. That was great.
That's actually just changed the entire tone in here.
Yes, absolutely. Look, we had a few computer problems, which is why you need to actually become a member of Joy. Because if you do, we can get computers that work properly. Because
that right.
this thing is, there's like mice running behind it.
It's
ridiculous.
Just flicking all over the place made my eyes go cross-eyed.
Now we can get back into the topic. It's only taken half an hour.
That's
cats
right.
better than dogs. Dogs better than cats. Lots of people are sending me messages. Keep them coming, guys.
That's right. Morning, siblings. I prefer dogs over cats, but I prefer Anna over Dean. That's from Matt.
Matt?
Thanks,
that's
Matt.
Revolting. Thank you.
I love that. Hi, Dean and Anna. I'm definitely a cat person. They're very independent and you don't have to take them for walks, especially out in cold weather.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank
Frank?
Thank you, Frank.
We also had this one from Anton.
Dogs give unconditional love.
That's it. Good. I like it. Blair, thank you. We've heard from you already.
And in reference to my story about the cat saving the baby that was
yes.
discarded in a box in
yes.
Russia in the
yes.
snow. This person has said the cat probably just wanted the box.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I think so.
Dean, I'm a cat person 100%, but your lazy, heat-sucking cat comment made me laugh out loud.
Thanks. This one from Craig from Paran.
Have owned both dogs and cats. I have to say cats give you more joy, love and laughter.
Oh,
Don't, you can't just poo-poo anything you don't like.
No, I'm
going to
poo-poo Craig
like.
For that. That's just ridiculous.
No, that's not the way that the game's played.
Yeah, you can't walk your cat down Chapel Street in Paran, can you, Craig?
Do you know what you can? I won't do it with mine, but you can. Cats and dogs, loved them both in Vietnam. They were both delicious.
Oh,
the
that's
salad.
Terrible. Moving on from that.
Terrible. Morning, rat bags. I love my dog, Dawson. He's a dude magnet. He's the best friend. My ex had a cat who used to wait until I was in the bathroom, then walk in there and take a dump.
Oh,
cat and I were not friends. Hashtag schnauzers rule.
Keep them coming through, guys.
I wonder who your flatmate might be.
I love Dawson. Little Dawson Henry. Oh, good morning, Dawson. 0427JOY949, honorandjoy.org.au. We've got the great prize to give away too, which is a double pass to Bianca Del Rio's comedy special on March the 2nd at the Arts Centre Playhouse Theatre.
The Greyhound Adoption Program is dedicated to finding homes for greyhounds that have finished racing. Loyal and friendly by nature, greyhounds make fantastic pets. A partner for life, they are quiet, lazy and gentle dogs, an ideal pet for any home and lifestyle. To find out more, check out gap.grv.org.au. Joy sponsor the Greyhound Adoption Program.
Queer Tango Beginners Classes, Wednesday night, 7 till 9pm. $20, no partner required. Joy sponsor Tango Duende presents Queer Tango at the Palookaville, 416 Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. The spirit of tango beyond boundaries of gender. More info, call Scott, 0402 728 301. Tango, duende.com.au.
Joy sponsor La Spaghettata. Fine Italian pasta, wine, seafood and steak at Ligon's friendliest restaurant. Gay owned and gay friendly. Celebrating 33 years of authentic Italian food at 238 Ligon Street, Carlton. Eat, live, laugh with La Spaghettata. Call 9663-6102 or see laspaghettata.com.au.
Tonight on Joy.
It's a fun bag full of tunes from 7 on Yes We Are. Then dust off your disco ball and iron your flares at 9 with Robbie and Turn the Beat Around. And at 11, Gadio in the mix with UK's DJ Cutmore keeping you moving till 4am. Whenever you want, whenever you like, we'll start your weekends off right on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Bow down, bitches. The Queen of Queens and winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Bianca Del Rio, brings her fiercely fabulous comedy special Down Under next month. And a second show is on sale now. The self-proclaimed clown in a dress is heading to Melbourne on March 2nd with two performances at the Playhouse. Joining Bianca on her debut Australian tour is our very own darling and international drag sensation, Courtney Act. Book your tickets now at theartscentre.com.au and quote promotional code CLOWN. Joy sponsor.
Got a message here from Nurse James and said, I'm with Dean. Dogs are man's best friend. Cats are such predators, include humans on their menu, but we're just too big.
Do you know what?
I often find the cats are kind of trapped between a rat and a possum. Like they're kind of in that.
Really? That's lovely. Do you know what, Nurse James? You don't know my cat. There is no predator. She is directly descended from soft toys. That thing couldn't kill a flea.
Absolutely. Just on 7:30, here's Shane with the news headline.
It's 18 degrees and heading to a humid top of 28. Good morning. Tropical cyclones Lam in Northern Territory and Marcia in Queensland are keeping locals alert. Lam crossed the mainland coast at around 2 a.m. local time. And Marcia, which has intensified to a Category 5 storm, is expected to hit Hervey Bay around 10 a.m. Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran are spending precious days with their families as their lawyers ready for their final legal manoeuvres. David Hicks says he wants to get on with his life after being legally cleared of terrorism. A 22-month-old boy has been found dead inside a dual cab ute yesterday by a relative outside a Kyneton home in central Victoria. A Melbourne office worker is in a critical condition in hospital after contracting Legionnaires' disease. And Germany has rejected a request from the Greek government for a 6-month extension for the Eurozone loan. And Ukraine's army says more than 90 Ukrainian troops have been captured and 82 are still missing after pro-Russian rebels seized the key town of Debaltseve. And Australia has smashed the world record to win gold in the women's team pursuit at the Track Cycling World Championships in Paris. Australia took almost 3 seconds off the world record to upset four-time reigning champions Great Britain in the final, but Anna Mears has been beaten in the 500-metre time trial by Russian Anastasia Voinova. Had Mears won the title, she would have been the most successful women track cyclist in history.
You dogs or cats, Shane?
I'm a cat, man. Oof. I've got Bob. Bob is a very large and very...
That's why I sneeze when I'm around you.
Very large and very large and very interesting Bengal.
Of course he is.
Yeah. He's a rat killer.
Oh,
see, there you
lines
go.
Them up. It lines them up at the front door.
We could use that cat, Joy.
They do.
They're nibbling through the computer systems here.
They do. Usually, cats that go outside do tend to bring home gifts that they've.
That's it.
Oh, shut up, you two. Whatever. Craig from East St Kilda said cats as well.
Cats as well.
This is a long, lengthy message.
This one is, but bear with. It says cats all the way. Let him introduce you to Crimean Tom. Sevastopol Tom, or Crimean Tom, was an accidental hero in 1854 when British and French troops occupied the Russian port town of Sevastopol. Tom led the famished troops to caches of food beneath the rubble, which had been hidden all along the waterfront by the Russian defenders.
Keep going.
That's very disrespectful.
Keep going.
Though not an official military cat, Tom was adopted as a mascot by the grateful soldiers and was taken along to England when the troops were called back. Dogs always want cuddle and affection. Cats are selective, which makes cuddles more rewarding from Cam.
Nothing better to do, Cam? That was really boring. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Katy Perry there. Snoop Dogg and California Girls.
Katy Perry. And just behind the scenes, we were discussing probably not as gifted in the dance department as Beyonce. But then I just tried to do a little soft shoe shuffle in my chair just here.
Oh, but you were more coordinated than Katy Perry.
No, I was about to say I think I'm probably less so. So I should put my words back in my mouth.
No, she's gawky, old Katy.
That's why we love her so much.
Anyway, hey, there's a famous dog, Snoop Dogg. There you go. We've got famous dog. Dogs, I love them. I love my pooch.
Ooh, yeah.
I never thought I was going to be one of those irritating dog people, but I am. I love them.
Now you're going to jump on Snoop Dogg.
Cats, not so big.
Tell me a Snoop Dogg song.
California Girls with Katy Perry. Now, listen, we're throwing it out to the people. My goodness, you guys love your cats and dogs. I've never seen so much passion come through our text message system here at Joy. Wow. 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Double pass up for grabs. Bianca Del Rio's comedy special, One Night Only.
No,
and
well,
it's a double pass.
There's
two shows on
two
the night.
Shows.
It's the first show, the final
We've
show
got
at 9 p.m.
to one show.
Thank you very much. It's all thanks to working management. If you want to go and see, it's going to be huge. All you're going to do is send through dogs or cats. Which one are better?
And I love people playing the game anyway. Mm. This one just simply says, Anna, please slap Dean. Love you guys. Okay. I will. As soon as I can get it.
Oh, here's one for you. Anna, you make my heart sing.
Oh.
But dogs all the way. Love Johnny.
Oh, that's not great. And Angela, our dear Angela, says, it's not even a question that needs to be asked. Cats, 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 cats. Of course it's cats. Thank you, Angela.
There's a million things I could say to you right now.
There's a lot of votes there.
0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Send them through, yeah.
French Bulldog, says somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
I like not putting your name in it, just
dogs.
French Bulldogs.
Christopher sent through a message, said, dogs greet you with a smile. Cats look at you like you're the Antichrist.
Mine does have a tendency to do that, but it's generally when I've been out for too long.
Yeah. Just want to bring it to your attention, Anna Murphy, about some because Simon sent through a message saying, hey, what about all the famous dogs? And it made me think, yeah, there are a lot of famous dogs. Can you name a few famous cats?
What about Mr. Bigglesworth?
Oh, well, there's one.
From Austin Powers.
Yeah?
Yes,
what else have you got there?
Most attractive cat in the world.
Yeah. That's hideous.
What about Garfield?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty popular. What about in dogs, what about Toto?
Yeah.
What about
Toto was pretty
good. What about
good.
Pluto?
Well, it's a cartoon.
What about Brian Griffin?
Who?
From Family Guy.
That's a cartoon as well.
What about Scooby-Doo?
That's a cartoon as well.
Garfield was a cartoon, you idiot.
But I'm the one insulting you. So that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but where's your argument? I don't know what your argument is. It's a cartoon.
What about Fat about Cat?
Famous dogs. Fat Cat's one. What about Lady and the Tramp?
Ooh.
What about a 101 Dalmatian? See, I'm adding up the numbers here and you're not getting...
I at least had a man in a suit.
What about Lassie? What about Rin Tin Tin?
Rin Tin Tin.
There you go. There's a few more for you.
What about Hello Kitty? Every Japanese schoolgirl in the world can't be wrong.
Big arguments in here about dogs and cats. Like,
well,
seriously, you can't honestly think that a cat is better than the joy that a dog brings.
Well, you can actually, Mr. Sitting there on your high horse.
What do you mean?
The thing is, you changed the competition.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. All of a sudden, you changed it into famous dogs and cats.
No, I was just simply saying. I mean, there's more famous dogs than there are cats.
I don't think so.
What about
Puss in Boots?
Yeah, good one.
What about the Pink Panther?
Good.
What about Cats the Musical? There's no Dogs the Musical, is there? Andrew Lloyd Webber can't be wrong. What about the entire cast of The Lion King?
Wasn't 101 Dalmatians at stage production as well?
No.
Yeah, I think I've got you on
another cartoon. Get your head out of the cartoons, buddy.
What about Old Yeller?
What about Old Yeller?
What about Hooch? Remember Hooch?
No.
See, mine are big movie stars. Yours are just like wishy-washy.
What about
Benji?
Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and... You're an idiot. Wishbone. What about Beethoven?
What about Beethoven?
What about one of the most famous ones of all, Snoopy?
What about Battle Cat from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe?
I think they get the drift.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Joy 94.9, there they are, the boys from 1D.
The older they get, the more I love them.
Yeah.
Because it was creepy before, let's face it.
No.
But now I just think they're
cute. Niall, who's the little blonde one, I don't think he's the only one that doesn't look like he's grown up at all, or actually, like, he still looks 12.
Yeah, like a little kid.
Anyway, he's got an Aussie girlfriend. That's why he's been travelling down under a little bit, yes. Her name is Melissa. She's a fashion student.
Of course she is.
Yeah, but she's been through a bit of trouble the last couple of weeks because of trolls on Twitter. Because she put it out there for you, all you girls asking, yeah, Niall and I are dating. Niall has not posted about it because we've decided that we'll wait until the right time. I've done anything to you, so stop please sending me mean comments.
I love how Melissa sounds like she's from Fountain Lakes. Do we think that...
But she could be.
She could.
She could be.
You've got her sounding like a truck driver, not a fashion student.
This movie, did you end up going to see it, 50 Shades?
Well, I haven't yet. Do you know why? I sort of thought that I might wait till FemFast is over so I could just have, you know... Have a little glass of wine. My friend did say to me we could go, but only if we were like, gold class, so we're separated.
Right.
I'm like, what do you think I'm actually going to do there?
No, well,
but
many people
have done
many crazy things in this movie.
There's been cinema workers coming out and revealing sordid antics that are happening in the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Mm-hmm.
Moviegoers are turning up wearing full body latex suits.
Good God.
And one even asked if sex toys were supplied. There was another woman that actually tried to get her 4-year-old to go in and was told no. We can't actually do that.
Don't need that.
Staff have found all sorts of X-rated objects on cinema floors.
Good God.
Like condoms, masks, handcuff packaging, and a worker has revealed...
And popcorn things with a hole in the bottom.
A group of women were caught in the... A group of women were caught in the dark after other audience members made complaints during the movie, which is filled with explicit sex scenes. A worker revealed that they had taken off their shoes and socks and tied the ladder around their eyes during the blindfolding scene, and people were complaining about both the smell and the fact that they were moaning in unison.
Hose Nana down. That's
moaning,
hot, isn't it?
In unison. What?
That's ridiculous.
What's going on in the world?
Well, do you want to hear about this, though? I'll tell you this one. 50 Shades of Grey. Apparently, it was shown at an open-air cinema, right?
I think that's probably why.
However, there's two open-air cinemas at this thing back-to-back or next to each other, whatever. Oh. And at the other cinema, right next door to it, parents had taken all their kids to see SpongeBob Bob 2. So you got 50 Shades of Grey on one and... SpongeBob Bob 2 is on the other, which is fantastic.
SpongeBob.
Not good. Not good. One's an R-rated.
That's not good.
No. You probably need SpongeBob to come in and mop up afterwards,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, yes, because apparently a man did relieve himself on a seat during a packed showing in one crowd, and 12 and 10 drunk women were escorted from the auditorium. Apparently in Glasgow, the women got so drunk in there and there was blood spatter because they actually glassed a man in there. Like, really? This is not okay.
Out of control. In other breaking news this morning, Kanye West has designed a bulletproof vest. Kanye, sorry. Do you know what? They've actually typed it in here as Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Terribly sorry about that. Anyway, the story itself is not as funny as that, quite frankly. He's designed a bulletproof vest for children. His daughter, North, got her right.
What? imagine we need
one of the safe
vests.
And stylish creations that a rapper's added our show during the New York Fashion Week. The tot's mum didn't question why her husband was actually designing a bulletproof vest for her child. She just said, oh, look, doesn't she look cute?
Doesn't she look cute? Isn't that a strange world that we live
why
in?
Why do these people make so much money? You're so funny because...
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah, because when we were off air just then, you were like, oh, I need to be... I'm going to nominate myself as team member of Murphy's Law for the week.
Team player of the week.
Team player of the week.
Yep.
And I said, why? And you said, because look at all the stuff that I've cut out, research during the week. But yeah, that's good, doll, but you haven't used any of it.
Well, we haven't had an opportune moment.
Well, I know, but you know, what have you got? Maybe Tim, our producer, and I should actually... sort of decide.
No, because then you put me on the spot.
Okay, so what have you got? Really what's the topic of that one?
I don't want to use that.
Wait, so you're not going to use that one?
I'm not going to use
that. No?
Well, could have used that, but that's a bit dumb. And
so basically you've got nothing. No. You've got a bunch of articles.
No, but it just hasn't led into it. Oh, there's one here about a dog, but then...
that could have been used when we did the dog
segment. I don't want to use it because it goes...
Your timing's in...
My
absolutely
timing
off, isn't it?
Oh, this is, you know, but still, and what, you want team player of the
you
week.
You want your photo on the wall in a car park for the week.
Wouldn't mind.
Not getting it.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.